Tom here with you this morning, and it's time now to catch up with David Clegg, who is the Seed Category Manager here in WA with Nutrien Ag. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Tom.
So, David, we're going to talk about a couple of seed things today, obviously, but let's start with canola. We've seen a huge uptake with canola this year, and it looks like next year is not going to be much different.
That's right. Obviously, we've got a perfect storm at the moment with great prices for canola seed. Canola grain, great yields that are on offer in most areas, apart from those that are, I'd say, super waterlogged. And obviously, with the early break, it's all shaping up to be a very profitable year to grow canola.
Yes, it is. So, already we're seeing that canola seed supply for 2022 is going to be quite interesting. I think, as we're going to elaborate shortly, there could be some varieties that are already almost pre-sold out.
Yep, that's correct. So certainly what has happened in 2021 is that farmers have taken to hybrid canola varieties quite a lot. So hence those products sold out this season and been very little left over at the end of the year. So the seed companies have been caught on the hop with not being able to increase their seed production as much as what demand is looking like for 2022.
Yeah, okay. So what are there any particular lines that have already sold out?
Look, in the glyphosate-tolerant canolas, any of the new sort of TrueFlex tolerant lines are certainly committed at the moment. I think at this early stage, when the seed companies are still growing their seed, they're not wanting to promise too much. So we're sort of at a limit now of being able to look at what can be supplied. If their seed production goes well, there may be some more seed come later, but certainly at the moment, a lot of growers and stores have got orders in that they are unable to supply and are looking to get some more seed from the seed companies once they get successful seed production.
And what about on the triazine-tolerant canola? Is there anything there that's sold out already?
Certainly the top TT hybrid lines, such as Trident, Trophy and Trifecta, are pretty much all committed. Again, we're hoping that the seed company can upgrade their expected production and have more available. But there are other varieties that are triazine tolerant that are still available. So it's important that growers look at what's available and secure those for next season.
And then just talking about other cropping options as well, in particular maybe some pasture options, and I think there's probably a bit of interest in this this year, David, just with the amount of water that is around. There's good subsoil moisture, especially around those great southern areas. There's a lot of on-top-of-soil moisture there at the moment too, but looking at summer cropping options might be a really good option for a lot of those growers this year.
Yeah, that's right. It seems that we're getting a lot of interest from the field, from people that have either got waterlogged pastures that they're looking to re-sow into a summer forage like Shiroi millet or some forage sorghums to produce some feed for the summer period. There's certainly plenty of moisture that will make those crops grow into the summer quite well. And I think in some of the cropping areas where you've got waterlogged crops, there may be people looking at summer crop options to grow, things like sunflowers, cowpea as a legume, or even Shiroi millet, just to get some of the soil dried out over the summer period. Either graze it with animals or just spray or plow it in, just to get ready for next year's cropping season.
Okay, so there's supply of those are available, but there's quite a bit of interest, you say?
There is, and I think they're not crops that we sell large quantities of usually. So I think any indication from growers to the local nutrient store on what they may require will help us get the seed into WA from other parts of Australia in a timely manner.
And that's the best takeaway here this morning. Listeners, if you do have any questions on seed supply, or if you're chasing a particular type, or if you just want to call up to see what's in the catalogue, then get in contact with your local Nutrien Ag seed supplier or Nutrien Ag store, and they'll be able to answer those questions for you. Otherwise, David, thank you for having a chat with us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Tom.